The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance. By George Mumford. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance by George Mumford is a book that explores the power of mindfulness and how it can be used to improve athletic performance. The book begins with an introduction to mindfulness, which is defined as the practice of paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally. It then goes into detail about how athletes can use this practice to become more aware of their thoughts and feelings during competition or training. This awareness allows them to stay focused on what they are doing instead of getting distracted by external factors such as crowd noise or other competitors. Mumford also explains how mindfulness can help athletes manage stress and anxiety before competitions or big games. He provides practical tips for using breathing exercises, visualization techniques, and positive self-talk to reduce pre-game jitters. Additionally, he discusses the importance of having a clear mental focus when competing so that athletes can remain calm under pressure and make better decisions while playing. The second half of the book focuses on developing mental toughness through mindful practices such as meditation, journaling, gratitude exercises, goal-setting strategies, etc. These activities help athletes cultivate resilience so they don't get discouraged when things don't go their way during competition or training sessions. Finally, Mumford offers advice for coaches who want to incorporate mindfulness into their team's culture. Overall, The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance is an excellent resource for any athlete looking to take their game up a notch through mindful practices like meditation and visualization techniques. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Develop a mindful practice. Mindful practice is a way to cultivate awareness and focus on the present moment, allowing athletes to perform at their best. Main idea number 2. Understand the mind-body connection. The mind and body are connected, and athletes must learn to recognize and use this connection to their advantage. Main idea number 3. Cultivate self-awareness. Self-awareness is essential for athletes to understand their strengths and weaknesses, and to make adjustments to their performance. Main idea number 4. Develop mental toughness. Mental toughness is the ability to stay focused and motivated in the face of adversity, and is essential for athletes to reach their goals. Main idea number 5. Manage stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety can be detrimental to performance, and athletes must learn to manage these emotions in order to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 6. Overcome fear. Fear can be a major obstacle to performance, and athletes must learn to recognize and overcome their fears in order to reach their goals. Main idea number 7. Develop a positive mindset. A positive mindset is essential for athletes to stay motivated and focused on their goals, and to stay resilient in the face of adversity. Main idea number 8. Practice visualization. Visualization is a powerful tool for athletes to create a mental image of success and to stay focused on their goals. Main idea number 9. Set goals. Setting goals is essential for athletes to stay motivated and focused on their performance and to measure their progress. Main idea number 10. Develop a support system. Having a strong support system is essential for athletes to stay motivated and focused on their goals, and to stay resilient in the face of adversity. Main idea number 11. Learn to relax. Relaxation is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best, and to manage stress and anxiety. Main idea number 12. Develop a pre-performance routine. developing a pre-performance routine is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 13. Develop a post-performance routine. Developing a post-performance routine is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 14. Develop a recovery plan. Developing a recovery plan is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 15. Develop a nutrition plan. Developing a nutrition plan is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 16. Develop a sleep plan. Developing a sleep plan is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 17. Develop a training plan. Developing a training plan is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 18. Develop a mental training plan. Developing a mental training plan is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 19. Develop a mental rehearsal plan. Developing a mental rehearsal plan is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main idea number 20. Develop a mental reflection plan. Developing a mental reflection plan is essential for athletes to stay focused and perform at their best. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Developing a mindful practice is an important part of any athlete's training. Mindfulness helps athletes to stay focused on the present moment, allowing them to perform at their best. It also helps athletes to become aware of their thoughts and feelings, so they can better manage stress and anxiety that may arise during competition or practice. Mindful practices involve activities such as meditation, yoga, breathing exercises, visualization techniques, and journaling. These activities help athletes cultivate awareness of their body and mind in order to gain insight into how they are feeling physically and mentally. This allows them to make adjustments in order for optimal performance. In addition to physical training, developing a mindful practice is essential for any athlete who wants to reach peak performance levels. Through mindfulness practices like meditation or yoga, athletes can learn how to be more present in the moment while competing or practicing. This will allow them access greater focus and clarity when it matters most. Main idea number 2. The mind and body are inextricably linked, and athletes must learn to recognize this connection if they want to reach their full potential. When the mind is focused on a goal or task, it sends signals to the body that can help an athlete perform better. For example, when an athlete visualizes success before a competition, they may be able to access more of their physical strength and endurance than if they had not taken the time for mental preparation. Similarly, when an athlete takes time for relaxation techniques such as meditation or yoga prior to competing, they can reduce stress levels, which can lead to improved performance. In addition to using visualization and relaxation techniques before competing, athletes should also strive for mindfulness during training sessions. By being mindful of how their bodies feel while exercising, noticing any areas of tension or tightness, athletes can adjust their form accordingly in order to prevent injury and maximize efficiency. Additionally, by paying attention to how different exercises make them feel mentally, example energized versus drained, athletes can tailor their workouts so that they're getting the most out of each session. Ultimately, understanding the mind-body connection is essential for any serious athlete who wants peak performance results. By taking advantage of both mental and physical strategies during training sessions as well as competitions, athletes will be able to unlock new levels of performance that were previously unattainable. Main idea number 3. Cultivating self-awareness is an important part of becoming a successful athlete. It involves understanding one's strengths and weaknesses, as well as being aware of how their emotions and thoughts can affect their performance. Self-awareness allows athletes to recognize when they are not performing at their best, so that they can make adjustments accordingly. Additionally, it helps them identify areas where they need to improve in order to reach peak performance levels. Self-awareness also enables athletes to be mindful of the present moment while competing or training. This means being conscious of what is happening around them and within themselves, their physical sensations, emotions, thoughts, etc., so that they can stay focused on the task at hand without getting distracted by external factors or internal worries. Finally, cultivating self-awareness helps athletes develop better relationships with coaches and teammates because it encourages open communication about goals and expectations. When everyone involved has a clear understanding of each other's needs and motivations for success, it creates an environment conducive to achieving optimal results. Main idea number 4. Mental toughness is an essential quality for any athlete who wants to reach their full potential. It involves the ability to stay focused and motivated in the face of adversity, no matter how difficult or challenging a situation may be. Mental toughness requires athletes to have strong self-discipline, resilience, and determination in order to push through tough times and achieve success. Developing mental toughness starts with understanding yourself better. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses can help you identify areas where you need improvement so that you can focus on developing those skills. Additionally, it's important to set realistic goals for yourself that are achievable within a certain time frame so that you don't become overwhelmed by trying to do too much at once. It also helps if athletes practice visualization techniques such as imagining themselves succeeding in various scenarios before they actually take place. This will help them build confidence and prepare mentally for whatever challenges come their way during competition or training sessions. Finally, having a positive attitude is key when it comes to developing mental toughness. Believing in yourself even when things get tough will give you the strength needed to keep going until you reach your goal. Main idea number 5. Managing stress and anxiety is an important part of being a successful athlete. Stress and anxiety can lead to poor performance, so it's essential for athletes to learn how to manage these emotions in order to stay focused and perform at their best. The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance by George Mumford provides strategies for managing stress and anxiety that are tailored specifically for athletes. These strategies include mindfulness techniques such as meditation, breathing exercises, visualization, journaling, self-talk, positive affirmations, goal setting, relaxation techniques like yoga or tai chi, physical activity like running or swimming, healthy eating habits and getting enough sleep. These strategies help athletes become more aware of their thoughts and feelings so they can better understand the source of their stress or anxiety. They also provide tools that allow them to take control over their emotions instead of letting them control them. By learning how to manage stress and anxiety effectively through mindful practices such as those outlined in The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance by George Mumford, athletes will be able to stay focused on the task at hand while performing at peak levels. Main idea number 6. Fear can be a paralyzing emotion, preventing athletes from reaching their full potential. It is important for athletes to recognize and understand the fear they are feeling in order to overcome it. One way to do this is by recognizing that fear is normal and part of being human. It does not have to control you or your performance. Once an athlete has identified the source of their fear, they can begin to work on strategies for overcoming it. One strategy for overcoming fear is visualization. Visualizing success helps athletes focus on what they want rather than what they don't want, which can help them stay positive and motivated even when faced with difficult challenges. Additionally, breaking down goals into smaller steps can make them seem more achievable and less intimidating. Finally, having a support system of friends or family who believe in you can provide encouragement during times of doubt. By understanding their fears and developing effective strategies for managing them, athletes will be better equipped to reach their goals without letting fear stand in the way. Main idea number 7. Developing a positive mindset is essential for athletes to reach their full potential. It involves cultivating an attitude of optimism, resilience, and self-belief. This means believing in yourself and your abilities, even when faced with challenges or setbacks. It also means having the courage to take risks and try new things without fear of failure. Athletes can develop a positive mindset by focusing on what they can control rather than worrying about external factors that are out of their hands. They should practice gratitude for all the good things in life, as well as learning from mistakes instead of dwelling on them. Additionally, it's important to surround yourself with people who support you and believe in you. This will help keep your spirits up during difficult times. Finally, athletes should strive to stay present in the moment while training or competing. This helps them focus on what matters most, performing at their best each day. With consistent effort over time, athletes can cultivate a strong sense of confidence that will carry them through any challenge they face. Main idea number 8. Practicing visualization is a powerful tool for athletes to help them reach their goals. Visualization involves creating a mental image of success and focusing on that image in order to stay motivated and focused. It can be used as part of an athlete's pre-game routine or even during the game itself. By visualizing themselves performing well, athletes can create positive self-talk which will help them stay confident and perform at their best. Visualization also helps athletes focus on the process rather than the outcome. This means they are able to concentrate on what they need to do in order to achieve success, rather than worrying about whether or not they will succeed. When an athlete focuses on the process instead of the result, it allows them to remain calm under pressure and make better decisions when faced with difficult situations. Finally, practicing visualization helps athletes develop a sense of control over their performance. By picturing themselves succeeding in various scenarios before actually competing, they become more comfortable with taking risks and pushing themselves out of their comfort zone. Main idea number 9. Setting goals is an important part of any athlete's journey to success. Goals provide athletes with a sense of purpose and direction, helping them stay motivated and focused on their performance. Goals also help athletes measure their progress over time, allowing them to track how far they have come and what still needs improvement. When setting goals, it is important for athletes to be realistic about what they can achieve in the short term as well as the long term. Short-term goals should focus on specific skills or techniques that need improvement, while long-term goals should reflect larger ambitions such as winning a championship or making an Olympic team. It is also helpful for athletes to break down large goals into smaller steps so that each step can be achieved more easily. Finally, it is essential for athletes to review their progress regularly in order to stay motivated and adjust their strategies if needed. By taking the time to set meaningful goals and track progress towards those objectives, athletes will be able to maximize their potential both on and off the field. Main idea number 10. A strong support system is essential for athletes to stay motivated and focused on their goals. It can provide a sense of security, comfort, and encouragement that helps them remain resilient in the face of adversity. A supportive environment can also help an athlete develop self-confidence and trust in themselves as they strive to reach their goals. Having a reliable network of people who understand the demands of being an athlete can be invaluable. This could include coaches, teammates, family members, friends, or even mental health professionals who are knowledgeable about sports psychology. These individuals should be able to offer advice when needed and provide emotional support during difficult times. It's important for athletes to remember that having a strong support system doesn't mean relying solely on others for motivation or success. It means having people around you who will encourage you along your journey while still allowing you the freedom to make mistakes and learn from them. Main idea number 11. Learning to relax is an important part of any athlete's training. Relaxation helps athletes stay focused and perform at their best, while also managing stress and anxiety. It can be difficult for athletes to find the time or energy to practice relaxation techniques, but it is essential for peak performance. The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance by George Mumford provides a comprehensive guide on how athletes can learn to relax in order to improve their performance. The book covers topics such as mindfulness meditation, breathing exercises, visualization techniques, and other strategies that help athletes become more aware of their bodies and minds so they can better manage stress and anxiety. Additionally, the book offers practical advice on how athletes can incorporate these practices into their daily lives. By learning how to relax effectively through mindful practices like those outlined in The Mindful Athlete, Secrets to Pure Performance by George Mumford, athletes will be able to maximize their potential both physically and mentally. With regular practice of relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or guided imagery, athletes will be able to reduce stress levels while improving focus during competition. Main idea number 12. A pre-performance routine is a set of activities that an athlete does before competing in order to prepare mentally and physically. It can include physical warm-ups, visualization exercises, positive self-talk, and other mental strategies. The goal of the routine is to help athletes focus on their performance goals and get into the right mindset for competition. The key to developing an effective pre-performance routine is finding what works best for each individual athlete. Every person has different needs when it comes to preparing for competition, so it's important to experiment with different techniques until you find what works best for you. Some common elements of a successful pre-performance routine include: a physical warm-up. This includes stretching or light cardio activity such as jogging or jumping rope. A visualization exercises. Visualizing yourself performing well can help build confidence and reduce anxiety. A positive self-talk. Talking positively about yourself and your abilities can boost your motivation levels. Mental strategies. Developing specific mental strategies such as focusing on one task at a time or breaking down complex tasks into smaller steps can help improve performance. By taking the time to develop a personalized pre-performance routine that works best for you, you will be able to maximize your potential during competitions. With practice and dedication, this type of preparation will become second nature so that you are always ready to perform at your highest level. Main idea number 13. A post-performance routine is a set of activities that an athlete engages in after completing a performance. This routine should be tailored to the individual and their specific needs, but it typically includes some combination of physical recovery, mental reflection, and emotional processing. Physical recovery can include stretching or foam rolling to reduce muscle soreness and improve flexibility. It may also involve eating healthy snacks or meals to replenish energy stores and drinking plenty of water for hydration. Mental reflection involves taking time to review the performance objectively, noting what went well as areas for improvement. Emotional processing is about allowing yourself to feel whatever emotions come up after the performance without judgment or criticism. This could mean talking with friends or family members about your experience, writing down your thoughts in a journal, meditating on how you felt during the event, or simply sitting quietly with your feelings. By creating a post-performance routine that works best for them individually, athletes can ensure they are giving themselves adequate time to recover physically and emotionally from each competition so they can stay focused on their goals and perform at their highest level. Main idea number 14. A recovery plan is an important part of any athlete's training program. It helps athletes stay focused and perform at their best by providing a structured approach to rest, nutrition, hydration, and other activities that help the body recover from physical activity. A good recovery plan should include strategies for both short-term and long-term recovery such as stretching, foam rolling, massage therapy, ice baths or contrast showers, proper nutrition and hydration habits before and after workouts or competitions. In addition to these physical components of a recovery plan, it is also important to consider mental aspects such as mindfulness practices like meditation or yoga, which can help reduce stress levels while improving focus. Taking time out for self-care activities like reading books or listening to music can also be beneficial in helping athletes relax during periods of intense training. Finally, having a support system in place with family members or friends who understand the demands of being an athlete can provide emotional support when needed. Developing a comprehensive recovery plan tailored specifically for each individual athlete will ensure they are able to reach peak performance while avoiding injury. Main idea number 15. A nutrition plan should be tailored to the individual athlete's needs and goals. It should include a variety of nutrient-dense foods that provide adequate energy, protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals for optimal performance. The plan should also take into account any dietary restrictions or allergies the athlete may have. The first step in developing a nutrition plan is to assess the athlete's current diet and identify areas where changes can be made. This includes evaluating food choices as well as portion sizes and meal timing. Once these areas are identified, it is important to create an eating schedule that works with their training program. It is also important to ensure that meals are balanced with all macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Eating enough carbohydrates before exercise will help fuel performance, while consuming lean proteins after exercise helps build muscle mass. Healthy fats such as nuts, seeds, and avocados can also help promote satiety throughout the day. Finally, athletes need to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water throughout the day. Staying hydrated helps maintain electrolyte balance, which is essential for proper muscle function during physical activity. Main idea number 16. A sleep plan should be tailored to the individual athlete and their specific needs. It should include a consistent bedtime, an appropriate amount of sleep each night, and strategies for managing stress that can interfere with getting quality rest. The first step in developing a sleep plan is to determine how much sleep you need each night. Most adults require 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep per night, however, athletes may need more depending on their training schedule and intensity level. Once you have determined your ideal amount of nightly rest, it's important to create a consistent bedtime routine that will help you fall asleep quickly and stay asleep throughout the night. This could include activities such as reading or listening to calming music before going to bed. Additionally, avoiding caffeine late in the day can help ensure better quality rest. Finally, it's important for athletes to manage stress levels so they don't interfere with getting adequate rest at night. Stress management techniques such as yoga or meditation can be helpful in this regard. Main idea number 17. Creating a training plan is an important part of any athlete's journey to peak performance. A well-crafted plan should include both physical and mental components, as the two are inextricably linked. The physical component should focus on developing strength, speed, agility, endurance, and flexibility through specific exercises tailored to the individual athlete's needs. The mental component should involve activities such as visualization techniques, goal-setting strategies, and relaxation methods that help athletes stay focused and motivated during their workouts. When creating a training plan, it is important to consider factors such as time available for practice sessions, intensity levels, rest periods between sets or drills, nutrition requirements, recovery protocols after intense exercise, hydration needs before, during, and after workouts, equipment needed for each session, safety considerations when performing certain exercises or drills, etc. It is also essential to set realistic goals that can be achieved within the timeframe of your training program. This will help keep you motivated throughout your journey towards peak performance. Finally, make sure you have fun while following your training plan. This will ensure that you remain engaged with the process so that you can reach your desired results. Main idea number 18. A mental training plan should include a variety of activities that help athletes stay focused and perform at their best. These activities can range from visualization exercises to mindfulness practices, goal setting, and positive self-talk. Visualization exercises involve picturing yourself in the situation you are about to face and imagining how you will react or perform. Mindfulness practices such as meditation can help athletes become more aware of their thoughts and feelings so they can better manage them during competition. Goal setting is important for helping athletes focus on what they want to achieve while also providing motivation when things get tough. Finally, positive self-talk helps build confidence by reminding athletes of their strengths and abilities. In addition to these activities, it's important for an athlete's mental training plan to be tailored specifically for them based on their individual needs. This means taking into account factors such as age, experience level, sport type, goals, etc., so that the plan is effective in helping them reach peak performance levels. Finally, it's essential that an athlete sticks with their mental training plan over time in order for it to be successful. Regular practice will ensure that the skills learned become second nature so they can be used effectively during competition. Main idea number 19. Mental rehearsal is a powerful tool for athletes to use in order to prepare for competition. It involves visualizing yourself performing the task at hand and rehearsing it mentally before you actually do it. This helps build confidence and allows you to practice the skill without having to physically perform it. When developing a mental rehearsal plan, there are several key components that should be included. Only visualize yourself performing the task successfully, see yourself executing each step of the process with precision and accuracy. Li, focus on your breathing, take deep breaths throughout your visualization session as this will help keep you relaxed and focused. Li, be aware of any negative thoughts or emotions that arise during your visualization session, acknowledge them but don't dwell on them, instead focus on positive images of success. By taking time out of each day to practice mental rehearsal, athletes can become more confident in their abilities and better prepared for competition. Mental rehearsal is an invaluable tool that can help athletes reach peak performance levels when they need it most. Main idea number 20. A mental reflection plan is a set of strategies and techniques that athletes can use to stay focused on their performance goals. It involves taking time out from the hustle and bustle of everyday life to reflect on what has been achieved, what needs to be improved upon, and how best to move forward. This type of reflective practice helps athletes gain insight into their own strengths and weaknesses, as well as identify areas for improvement. The first step in developing a mental reflection plan is setting aside dedicated time each day or week for self-reflection. During this time, it's important for athletes to focus solely on themselves without any distractions or outside influences. Athletes should also take note of any thoughts or feelings they have during this period so they can better understand where they are mentally. Once an athlete has identified areas that need improvement, they should create specific action plans with achievable goals in order to make progress towards those objectives. These action plans should include both short-term and long-term goals that will help them reach peak performance levels over time. Additionally, athletes should track their progress regularly so they can adjust their plans accordingly if needed. Finally, it's important for athletes to remember that developing a mental reflection plan takes patience and dedication, however, the rewards are worth the effort. By taking the necessary steps outlined above, athletes will be able to maximize their potential while staying focused on achieving success. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.